Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts, Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters, bring you the amazing stories of people who answered the call to unlock their potential and taken control of their own success with authenticity, creativity, persistence, and resilience. Close Up Radio special guests share their knowledge and wisdom so you, the listener, can live the most empowered life possible. Close Up Radio. And now, here's today's host, Doug Llewellyn.
Well, thank you so much. Hi, everybody. We welcome you back to Close Up Talk Radio. Nice to have you with us today. Today, we're going to dip into the world of coaching. You know, we talk to a lot of coaches. It's become such a big profession and such an important profession these days. So many people find that they can use help and they refer to coaches in their careers, in their lifestyles, with their, not only lifestyles, but their life, their relationships. And, you know, there are coaches out there who can help you in almost every aspect of your life. We're going to talk to a coach today that I think is really quite unique, and it's the first kind of coach of this type that I've ever spoken with. We're going to talk to a neuroscience coach and one who is a trained prosperity guide who's well known for her ability to bridge the gap between science and spirituality. She's been doing this for more than 20 years. She's highly experienced. She teaches techniques and tools that will help you understand the process of sustainable prosperity. Listen to that, sustainable prosperity, by understanding how the brain and the heart work together. Now, I have never heard that connection made when you talk about sustained prosperity, you know, being financially okay, of connecting the brain and the heart. That's a new one on me. Anyway, our guest is Ursula Pottinga. She is a master coach, and she's been doing this now, as I say, for over 20 years. It is her mission to help individuals and families live in abundance and protect their financial and cultural legacies. Now, if that doesn't intrigue you, you know, I don't know what will. I think this is a fascinating subject, and she's a fascinating lady indeed, and it's a delight to welcome her with us now. She's based out in Eden Prairie, Minnesota, where, I don't know, what, is it still summer in Eden Prairie, Ursula, or has fall started to arrive on your door? How about that? What's it like?
Well, thank you, Doug. I appreciate this wonderful introduction. And as it is very common in Minnesota, one moment it's summer and the next moment it's not. So today we are looking forward to temperatures in the high 80s, and tomorrow we're looking forward in the temperatures of the high 60s. So that sort of explains the fall season, I think, to your listeners.
Well, listen, it is such a delight to have you with us. I know you're an old pro at doing radio. You do your own radio broadcasts. You have your partners, and you talk about all kinds of things on the radio. But in all seriousness, and I've talked to lots and lots of coaches, I've never talked to one who described themselves as a neuro-transformational coach. Explain that to me. How do you best describe it to people who, you know, who are wondering exactly what it is you do? Give me your version of it. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. No, it's great, and it's a wonderful specialty to have. So we train coaches in the science of the brain, because what we have discovered in the last 10, 12, 15 years is that the brain, the heart, the body are all connected, and there's, you know, 100 books out there that, you know, will tell you that, and tons of research. And so what we've discovered is if you can help people understand how their brain works, how their body works in connection to the brain, it's sort of giving them a user's manual to their brain. Then they can lead a life that is calmer, healthier, and that gives them more access to higher levels of effectiveness, higher levels of consciousness, and also to sustainability. Very quickly, Doug, you know, the concept of neuroplasticity, the brain's ability to constantly rewire and change, is a very sort of common topic out there these days. And this is really what we're talking about, just on a much broader and deeper level as it comes to neurotransformational coaching. It's understanding how the brain works, how the body works, how this all works together, and gives our clients tools to help basically rewire the brain.
Wow, I find that amazing. So let me ask you, first off, what kind of clients come to you, or when clients come to you, what are they seeking? What are they looking for? You know, most coaches, if your career's not going so well in your company and you know something's not right, you can go to an executive coach who can help you in executive leadership and can kind of train you what to do to, you know, do better in your job and to get a better job, and get more money. But the people who come to you, what are they looking for? How do you answer that?
Yeah, that's a really great question. The clients that come to me are people that are really looking for sustainable change. And really, change and coaching is really, it's the same thing. Whether you're an executive coach or you focus on career, clients come to coaching generally because something isn't working. And so in regards to my clients, they're looking for change, but that is sustainable. And this is where the neuroscience comes in, because when we understand also neurochemically and biochemically the stress chemicals that have an impact on our thinking and so on, then we can use the tools for this brain integration, brain-body alignment, for change that really is sustainable. So that is what my clients are looking for. They're looking for change that is sustainable, that once it's in place, it stays in place.
One other question. You use neuroscience. A lot of people, I could be one of them, might not understand what you mean by neuroscience. Where does that come into play, and what is neuroscience? How's that involved?
Yeah, no, really, that's a really good point. And in many ways, you know, calling yourself a neurotransformational coach, which, you know, we have a certification program, so it is a certification acknowledged by the ICF, our governing body. It's a sort of a great title because it piques people's curiosity. They say, you know, what the heck is that, a neurotransformational coach? And so the tools and concepts that we use in our coaching are brain-based. And sometimes, you know, my clients sort of get a little bit scared by the word, oh, my God, neuroscience, well, is this going to be complicated? But what we have found is that we have been able to translate the complicated science of neuroscience into a way that is user-friendly, that is understandable, and that's also connected to tools. Because if you read a book on how your brain works, but you don't have a coach that helps you implement what you're learning through tools and repetition, then that is not going to lead to change. And so anything and everything we do is somehow connected to how the brain and the body work. Does that,
you know,
explain?
I find this all amazing. Let me ask you another thing. Do the people who come to see you for help, are most of them working? Are they in jobs? You know, in business? They want are these housewives who want things to improve in their life? I know they want sustainable growth and. But I mean, what is the general condition of your client? Kind of silly question, but
yeah.
Explain it to me.
Yeah, most of them, I want to say, but probably 90% of my clients are people sort of somewhere between 40 and 65. They are in careers or they are entrepreneurs. I work with a lot of business owners. And the topics that come to me for vary. It could be health, relationship, building a business, growing a business. And I take that topic as basically as food for their transformational journey. So let's say somebody is a little bit stuck in regards to business growth. We look at what is that stuckness? Where are they limiting themselves? What is happening in regards to their stress levels? And we use that topic to dive deeper into how are they seeing the world, how they're functioning on a daily basis. And then I look at how is that linked to their brain state, basically. You know, have some old habits been wired into the brain over the last 20, 30 years that are so dominant that they basically can't get out of their own way? And what do we need to implement as a new habit that will then lead to, you know, greater effectiveness, greater awareness? So that's one part. But the topic really is just the food, the seedling that I use to help them develop, I mean, for a better word, to evolve. I know this sounds very, what's the word that I want to use? So big picture thinking, but it's really transformation is really, that is it for me, is helping human beings to evolve, to become more peaceful, more effective, kinder human beings. That's sort of the bottom line.
Well, that's a great goal. That's a very great goal. You know, I pointed out you have a great website.
It's a big goal.
Yeah. You do have a great website. And I'm going to say something that's going to cause people to go look at your website. The website, it's no question about it. It's unique. It's profoundgrowth.com. Profoundgrowth.com. But there's a whole section there on prosperity coaching. Now, when I think of the word prosperity, I think people want to be prosper, you know? They want to make money. They want to be happy. You have a picture of the most unusual shaped coffee cup I think I've ever seen on that website. It really has attracted my attention. I'm sitting looking at, golly, I've never seen a coffee cup like that before. So everybody, if you want to see an odd-shaped coffee cup, go to this website and look up prosperity coaching. Define prosperity. What is? How do you put that into words? Prosperity coaching. You explain it. You say it's more than visualizing. Keep going with it. What is it?
You know, and that is actually to sort of use a little bit of a pun here. That is the million-dollar question, because that is where I start with my clients. What is prosperity to them? It is a very unique viewpoint. Many people think it's all about money, and money certainly is necessary to keep us in, you know, in housing and food and help us do the kind of developmental work and deep transformative work that I do. So money is not a bad thing. But the expansion and the ever bigger, more is better, that is something I help my clients define. Is that what they really want? Is this in alignment with how they want to feel? What is the experience they want out of life? Because I think how we are trained, you know, certainly maybe more in the Western culture, is to look at what in my work I call the form. You know, the bigger house, the better car, the grand vacations. But that's just the form. What I am helping my clients define is the emotion, the feeling they want when they get up in the morning. What are the values that they want to honor? What is the impact they want to have on the world that is for good? And so all these components then provide pieces to the general mosaic of how life then unfolds for them and how these pieces then can fit together, where career and life and relationship and health become one and the same. It's not a department anymore. And so prosperity and the definition of prosperity and success, that is where we start, because it's different things for different people.
So Talk to me about what you do when clients come in to you. I get the impression what you do is totally different from what other coaches do. How do you start with them and what happens?
So we definitely dive into, what is your definition of prosperity? What is your definition of success? Then we go to what are the values that you want your life to have? And, you know, is safety, security, justice, relationship, connection, strength, empowerment? Those are all values. What are some of the values that you want to honor daily in every aspect of your life? So these are multiple steps of definition of prosperity, of success, of values. And then I go into, okay, let's look at the building blocks. What is in place already that's serving you? And that goes back to neuroplasticity. And what are some of the new habits and thoughts and emotions that you want to adopt that will bring you to that alignment of, you know, of your definition of values and vision and purpose? Meaning and purpose is a huge component of many people's definition of true happiness. You know, what is the meaning of my life? What is ultimately my purpose? And so currently I have a couple of clients who've been in the same job for maybe 10 or 15 years and are now really looking at, well, you know, what is my life purpose? What's my legacy in 10, 15, 20 years? What do I want people to say about me? And I think that's a huge component of my work. So there are multiple steps, multiple pieces of this mosaic that we explore, and then I always link it to the science so that the clients that I have can use that information and those tools that helps them basically be self-empowered. So when I'm not with them, they can use that on a daily basis, even if they're not talking to me.
Yeah, I understand. You give your clients a handbook, and you give them access to resources that include recordings they can hear, interviews, and things of that nature. A lot of written material. So they have to do their homework in order to really make this a success for them, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm glad you bring this up. I mean, it is coaching relationship is not about advising and fixing anything that's broken. It is helping a client really uncover their own truth, their own voice, and that requires work. So absolutely, my ideal clients are people who are really curious about their own process, their own thinking, and what they truly want out of life, in the long run. And that takes work, for sure.
You know, I can't help but wonder, you've been doing this for a long time. By the way, what got you into this? What did you do before you started doing this?
Well, you know, it would take a whole other radio show, you know, to tell you that. So I'll try and keep this as short as possible. I have a hotel management background. That was my first love. I grew up in Germany. We spent 10 years in England, 10 years in Canada, and then eventually we came to the U.S. And over these many moves and many different locations, at one point I said to my husband, you know, I want work that's sustainable and transportable, because, you know, every time you move and you have to reinvent yourself, it over time it gets a little old. And so when we moved to Minneapolis 25 years ago, I said to him, you know, I want to explore something that really I'm passionate about, which is personal and professional growth, and create my own business. And by the, you know, divine intervention of the great universe, I came across an article that described coaching. And you have to remember, 25 years ago, coaching was not in the mainstream. Nobody knew what personal coaching was. And so I found a resource for, found a training school, and then eventually got certified as a coach, and then started my business 21 years ago. And as they say, the rest is history. But my original passion was professional development, and that led me to coaching.
So you never had a coach yourself that got you interested in this?
I do.
Did you?
No,
you did?
I do. Yes. No. Yeah. It's actually a, you know, it's sort of like a walk the talk profession.
Right.
So in my certainly the first 10 years, I had a coach regularly. And recently, about 3 months ago, I rehired a business coach that I've had, I think, 3 or 4 years ago, because I am looking at business growth, and we are trying to really look at strategy and my vision for my own business. Now I've reached a certain age of, you know, what will that look like for the next 10 years? So, yes, I have had my own coach for many years and, you know, recently rehired a coach that I really have loved and respected, you know, years ago.
You know, I find that amazing. I often point out that the CEO of Google has admitted he has a coach and confers with his coach quite frequently. And I always tell people, look, if it's good enough for the CEO of Google, it should be good enough for every one of us to have a coach. That's very smart. It's interesting that you – that's something else. I don't think I've ever talked to a coach who admitted they have a coach right now and work with them. So you're right. It's an amazing field that has mushroomed in the last 15 to 20 years. So let me ask you this. Obviously, you've been doing this for a good long while. Give me some examples of a success story or one or two of your success stories, people who came to you and after working with you for a while found what they were looking for. How would you answer that? No names, but just examples.
Yes, a great example is a gentleman that I have worked with for many, many, many years. He came to me because he was on the verge of creating a new nonprofit. He was a nonprofit leader but wanted to add something, and he couldn't figure out how to best squeeze in one more thing to the big job that he already had. So we worked on that, and eventually he founded this arts program for kids that was a great success. And that moved him then into becoming a better leader within the job and the mission that he already had. And then fast forward, like, 5 or 6 years, he then became a grandfather and said, you know, I need to now look at a transition out of my current role into retirement. And so I worked with him on a very intentional retirement that wasn't just, you know, dropping the job and then tending to his roses, but really, really being here in retirement. This is the human being I want to be. This is what fulfillment will be in retirement. And so this intentional design of his life has really, really helped him to stay engaged, to stay healthy, to have great relationships with his wife, his children, all the people around him. And now that he's been in retirement for many, many years, he continues to make a huge impact in the community in which he lives. So he really is a little bit of the poster child of my work. He's so curious, continues to work on himself, and has found this amazing aliveness, balance, joy, despite challenges and despite, you know, what life throws at us. And so I would say he definitely, I think of him with great, great, great fondness. So he would be one example.
That's a pretty unique story, especially of someone who was, you know, coached into retirement. I haven't heard anyone mention that before. That's amazing. And he's prospering. And I don't mean by money wise. I mean in his life, he's happy. He's invigorated.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
absolutely
great.
And And he, you know, he still makes a difference. They recently moved into a retirement community, and he is now helping all the volunteers in the retirement community to do more and to impact the residents and start new volunteer opportunities. I mean, it is just amazing how intentional he is about his life. And I want to say that one of the neuroscience aspects, now talking about retirement, is, you know, which is brain related, is finding this just right stimulation, that we're not bored and that we're not overwhelmed either. There is this zone in which the brain functions in its best way. You know, executive function is really impacted by how little or how much stimulation we have in life. And that is another one, aside from neuroplasticity, that I use with my clients because it's hugely important. You know, you don't want to be bored in retirement. That's not good for you, and it's not good for your brain.
You know, you keep mentioning the brain. I'm looking at the outcomes of prosperity coaching, working with you under that subject. One of the things you will discover is what your heart truly wants, but your brain overrides. I find that a fascinating statement. What does that mean? Explain to me.
Well, it's very much related to the hemispheres of the brain, the right hemisphere, which processes information that is more about vision and big picture, you know, emotional connection, and then our left hemisphere that is more processing the details, the specifics, and sort of narrows things down. And so, you know, the right hemisphere is more connected to the heart, you know, to
right.
the body. It brings in new information that come, you know, from our gut senses and our heart senses. And so, you know, whether we like it or not, most of our decisions are actually based on emotions. We make emotional decisions. But then the left hemisphere, which is so about, you know, analyzing and prioritizing, you know, often says, well, that doesn't look good on paper. It's not what we should do. That's not the rule. That's not, you know, these are not the specifics. And so often that narrow space that we can get into that is related to our hemispheres, that can get us a little bit into trouble. You know, we sort of override the longing of the heart and this feeling of, yeah, I really, really want that. This feels so good. And then the analytical part of us kicks in and says, well, that doesn't line up with the budget, or, you know, that can't be a priority. That shouldn't be. So that's what I mean by that. You know, we have to sort of make sure that we can integrate these two spheres of our brain where we look at the bigger picture and the emotion, and at the same time find a structure that supports the heart longing. So it's a working together of these two areas of the brain. Yeah.
Ursula, it's just been great talking to you. We've gone through the half hour just like this. Talking to Ursula Pottinger, she's the head of her company called Profound Growth, and she has this fabulous website, profoundgrowth.com. If you go there, you'll learn more about what she is teaching and how she helps clients in so many different ways. And, you know, she's there to help you if you're interested. There's a lot to learn in this whole category of profound growth and what she does. I find it truly amazing. Ursula, thank you so much for being with us. This is just great chatting with you. You've been a wonderful guest. Thank you, ma'am. Thank you for your time, okay?
And thank you very much, Doc. I really appreciate your time and patience. Thank you.
I've enjoyed it immensely, and this has just been a great interview. I've learned a lot. Profound Growth, that's the website, profoundgrowth.com. Go there, folks. It's amazing.
You have been listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.
We sure do, everybody. I'm Doug Llewellyn. We'll see you next time. Till then, take care, and bye for now.